Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. It's our triple option feature. Steve, I'm going to throw it to you first.
Well, guys, it flew a little under the radar today with a lot of stuff going on in the NFL, also with Hulk Hogan passing away. But the Pelicans did have a roster move today, guys. The Pelicans, they waived Lester Quinones. He went undrafted out of Memphis in 2022, spent most of his first two seasons with the Golden State Warriors. Last fall, he signed a two-way deal with Philadelphia. They released him in December. The 24-year-old shooting guard would catch on with the Pelicans in March. Then he appeared in nine games down the stretch of last season when they had those, you know, tons of injuries for the Pelicans last season. So he got some run in those nine contests. He averaged 9 points, three assists, two rebounds in 18 minutes. That was a different regime back then, though, when Quinones was brought into the Pels. So we'll see what happens with him now. If he goes unclaimed, the 6'4" guard will be a free agent in a couple of days. Joe Dumars continuing to rework this roster in New Orleans.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with a report from Inside Carolina and also Sports Business Journal earlier today that said that North Carolina, the UNC Tar Heels, are potentially going to be exploring moving away from the ACC when conference realignment comes back, and they're targeting a potential move to the SEC, guys, alongside maybe even Clemson. If you have to kind of keep it the even number, both teams could potentially move from the ACC, and they are targeting the SEC in realignment, guys. UNC just feels like a good fit in the SEC, in my opinion. I don't know how you guys feel. Clemson, maybe as well. We'll see what ends up happening there. Obviously, I don't think realignment's going to happen necessarily anytime directly soon, but it's definitely interesting that the kind of, I guess, fishing pole is already out, and they're fishing around to potentially leave the ACC.
Charlie, one of the things there is North Carolina and that Atlantic coast is virgin territory,
right,
to the SEC, okay? And if I'm South Carolina, you think I'm voting to have Clemson come in the SEC? I ain't doing it.
Yeah, true.
That might be a tougher sell. I understand the North Carolina. That makes a lot of sense to me, that you put yourself on the East Coast. That's an area that, man, population-wise, has really blown up big time over the last 10 years. And so I could see the SEC being very interested. And as you pointed out, to try to get two teams, I've always felt North Carolina would be a good fit.
Agreed.
Who would be the second team? Because if I'm a Florida team, you think the Gators are going to vote to have Florida State or Miami in there? They ain't happening. They're going to push back on that pretty hard. And the same way I think South Carolina and some of the people, even Tennessee or Kentucky, might push back on having Clemson join the SEC. I agree with you totally. I think the North Carolina deal looks to be one the SEC would really, really like. But who would be the second team?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. I mean, because it's not really like North Carolina is the one spot where the SEC footprint isn't. Like you had just said, there's going to be conflict with Clemson. There would be conflict with like Florida State, for instance, right? Trying to move from the ACC to the SEC. I don't know how high north you can really go and kind of stay. Granted, the ACC is Stanford in it, so geography doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't really know about that, but
I got to imagine the addition of Bill Belichick this year kind of helps their case for the SEC.
Well, I think Bill's stay is going to be short. I'll be honest with you, Steve. I think Bill, and I think he'll have early success at North Carolina. Listen, he can coach. There's no question about it. How much this grinds on him.
Yeah.
Of the way college football and college athletics are set up today, man, it's going to be tough. And is his eye really on trying to go from North Carolina maybe back to the NFL?
We'll see.
I think that may be a look he has in the back of his mind.
Does the rest of the SEC just tell South Carolina to kind of suck it up with Clemson, though? I mean, that's a legitimate idea. I think Clemson would be a pretty solid fit, too. It's just a matter of, yeah, that other in-state school that does not want them in the conference. I get
it.
And
the other thing, too, is, man, if I'm an LSU or Florida or Georgia, do I want to play Clemson? Now, I know you're part of the rotation, but do I want that?
Yeah.
That's another thing to think about. I know South Carolina. I know where that vote is. But some of the other teams might be saying, wait a minute here. Competition's tough enough in the SEC, and we're going to bring in – now, North Carolina's one thing. They've been a good team. Clemson has been a very good to excellent team. That is where it sort of cuts both ways here on how the SEC will look at it. But the one thing I do know, they know – do know how to count dead presidents on paper.
Yes, sir.
And if they think Clemson can bring them in more money than anybody else, hey, guys, y'all just suck it up, and we're going to bring them in.